Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Mae Johnson from Toe River Arts.
Some exciting new exhibitions going on right now at both galleries, is that right?
That's right. We have our education showcases going on in Burnsville and Spruce Pine.
And those are just so neat. For folks that don't know, they give an opportunity for our local students in our schools to show off their artistic abilities.
Yeah, it really is a highlight for us. We've got some really talented kids. Just going into both of these exhibits, I have just been amazed by what the teachers are inspiring these kids to create and just the work they're able to produce.
What type of mediums are we looking at? Is there a lot of different things?
We have a little bit of everything. We've got some two-dimensional art, and we've got some three-dimensional art at both locations.
Do they make this art as part of an art program at school, or does the Toe River Arts involve somehow in the actual art being created and the young folks learning how to do their art?
We do try to work with the teachers to help provide them with some materials that they need that they don't necessarily have access to through our carousel program. But a lot of the work that they have given to us to put into this exhibit are things that they have come up with on their own, and they're just making it throughout the year, and we just ask them to collect it and bring it in for us.
Okay. What age group are we talking?
All ages. We've got kindergarten through 12th grade.
12th grade, so you do have everybody.
Uh-huh. We also, at the Burnsville location, we have some work from Short Bus Studios.
Mm-hmm.
They create some ceramic pieces over at High Country Ceramic Arts. We're happy to have their work there as well.
Okay. So when this is going to be available for a little while, into March, so tell me when it's available and what are the hours at the gallery? I know it's free for everybody to stop by. We want folks to stop and see them.
Yeah, they are available to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5 p.m.
Okay, well, that's really great, and we hope folks will come by. Like we've always said, we have extremely talented young folks in the area, and it's really neat that we can show them off. Now, I know you're the education person. How's the TAPS program going? Is it still doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing great. We're actually in the midst of planning on how we can expand the program next year. In Spruce Pine, at the reception we're going to be hosting, they are going to have the chance to kind of play a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool, too. TAPS is traditional
arts program for students.
The idea is go to the various schools and you teach kids to like play the guitar and banjo. What else?
Right now, this year, we're doing guitar and banjo at the middle schools in Mitchell and Yancey County. Yeah, and we provide them with hour-long lessons once a week with some of the most talented instructors you could probably have.
Yeah. And it's a neat program. You've been able to put together the opportunity. If they don't have their own instruments, you can get them put together with instruments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they really do have a chance to learn some of that music that's a part of our heritage.
Right.
Well, that's really neat. Well, it's good to know all that's going on, and thank you for taking a minute to stop by. And we look forward to checking out the exhibit at Burnsville and at Spruce Pine.
Right, and we do have an open house going on this Saturday from 1 to 4 in Burnsville. Come on by, get some refreshments and some entertainment. We've got our Toe River artist, John Richards. He's doing a trash demonstration into art.
Oh, okay.
And then we have one of our Toe River authors coming in to read one of our children's books.
Wonderful. Well, that's going on as well. So there's lots happening, so be sure to check it out. Mae, thank you for coming and seeing us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Remember, you can always find out more about what's happening with Toe River Arts at their website, toeriverarts.org or toeriverarts.com. Again, thank you to Mae Johnson, who is the education coordinator with the Toe River Arts, for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.